when you went out and took a look at the place, you liked it.
Yes.
Good feelings turn to defiance.
You didn't pay her rent. You're a big grown-up person.
Judge, there's a reason I didn't pay it. Things went wrong.
Is it too late for this tenant?
I didn't know that I was living in the garage and that it was a driveway and a garage on a slant.
You touched it, you smelled it, you felt it, you visualized it, and you rented it.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Denise Bubonic is suing her former landlord, Avis Choi, for the return of rent and security deposit, stolen property, moving costs, and harassment.
Order. All rise. It's case number 465 on the calendar, the matter of Bubonic versus Choi.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Pies has been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat.
Ms. Bubonic, on what date did you move into Ms. Choi's home?
It was December 4th.
You saw it advertised?
I did, on Craigslist.
May I see the advertisement? Do you have it?
I do not have that. I apologize.
Do you have it, Ms.
Yes,
Choi?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to take a look.
I have it here.
Thank you.
Oh, it's...
Okay. I'd like you to look at this and tell me if this is the ad that you responded to.
No, it was not. And the primary reason is she was asking $1,700. It wasn't for two people or $1,575 for one. There's much more in this ad than what was originally in the ad on Craigslist. And it was
okay.
Not...
So
these
you...
photographs were not in there like that either.
Fine. Okay, Bird, would you return this and this, whatever this is? This is not an ad to the defendant. Okay, whatever it was interesting enough for you to go out and take a look at the place. And when you went out and took a look at the place, you liked it.
Yes.
Where were you living prior to that?
I was living in Dana Point, just one city over.
In what kind of place?
In an apartment. The lease had expired.
The lease had expired or was
Correct.
Expiring?
It had expired, so I was looking for a new place to go to.
And how much were you paying rent in Dana Point?
$1,200.
So this was more money?
Yes, it was.
This one was $1,650.
Correct.
And you rented it?
Correct.
For in December. Starting in December?
Correct.
Did you have a written lease?
I do.
May I see it, please?
Yes, sir.
So it's $1,650 a month, commencing December the 4th.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yes.
You paid December's rent?
I did.
Paid January's rent?
I did not.
Were you living there in January?
I was. There's a reason I was
I
not.
Don't care
okay.
what the reason was. You were living there. You're a big grown-up
Correct.
Girl. If you don't like it, you leave.
Correct.
Did you live there in February?
A part of February.
What part of February?
Until the 20th.
Then you lived there in February?
Yes.
Did you pay February's rent?
No, I did not.
Okay, so now you owe 2 months' rent.
Mm-hmm. But I do need to add that I did give a security deposit.
Just a second.
Okay.
When you moved in, you paid December's rent. You lived there.
Yes.
And you paid security deposit. How
yes.
much?
$590.
$590?
Yes, because originally...
Originally, you were supposed to pay $1,650. Your lease provides that you can make it in three installments. That's
three.
What the lease provides for.
Oh,
That's
okay.
what this says. It says security deposit of $1,650 payable in three payments.
Correct.
Okay, so you paid $590.
Correct.
So.
And that was inclusive of a pet deposit as well of $250.
Okay, that's fine. So we have you owing $1,650 times two equals $3,300
mm-hmm.
less $590 because mm-hmm. you lived there and didn't pay 2 months' rent.
Correct.
Which so far means that you, who are the plaintiff, owe the defendant $2,710.
Correct.
So you're suing her for a return of rent for why?
Because a few things, Judge, and thank you for letting me tell
you. No. This is not a whole show.
Okay.
This is not a whole story.
Okay,
you live
I'm not
there, to... you ate the steak. You lived there
Correct.
December, January, and February.
Correct.
You didn't pay rent for 2 months.
Correct.
I don't understand how you're the plaintiff.
Let me explain. The city had come out, and the place
Listen
was in...
to me. I understand that what you did was, while you were living there, you went to the city
right.
and complained about the premises.
No,
before you went, listen to me, before you went and complained about the premises,
okay.
the city hadn't been out there. It's an old cottage built in 1940
right.
something.
But I didn't know that, I was living in the garage. It was a driveway and a garage on a slant.
Listen to me. I don't care.
Okay.
You went there. You looked at it. You
correct.
Weren't in Poland.
Right.
And answered an ad that turned out to be
correct.
Incorrect. You answered an ad.
You are right.
You went there. You looked at it.
Yes.
You touched it.
Yes.
You smelled it.
Yes.
You felt it. You visualized it. And you rented it.
Correct.
After you rented it, you found, I don't like it here. The windows didn't open.
Uh-oh.
And the house was on a slant. And it was really not what you thought it was. So instead of saying to her, listen, this is really not what I thought it was, because she can't make the house straight.
Understood.
You went to the city. And the city... That's what you say. You went to the city.
I went to her first.
And what did you want her to do about making the house straight?
Nothing. I wanted her to close the windows that wouldn't close in the living room. They were wide open and they would not close. I have...
You said, I moved in and I realized that the windows would not open or close.
The bedroom would not open. The living room would not close. And it was freezing.
Just a second. Did you have them fixed? The question is... Did you have a handyman in?
I did.
Good. And do you have a bill from that person?
I do.
I'd like to see it.
Thank you. Here it is. And I asked him to detail... Okay, all right.
Don't give me any... Just
okay, I won't
give me
it.
The... I don't care about anything else here except that the window's not opening or closing. Had to sand the edges that had some mildew and window was off-centered. Use some graphite powder to get it loose. $100 minimum visit. Well, actually, this is your local handyman service. I don't know. You could have done this yourself. Mm-hmm. Let's say you paid $100 to the handyman who opened and closed the windows. So now you owe her $2,610.
Okay. He also fixed the lock on the
front. I don't care about the lock.
Okay. You asked the question.
I don't care about the lock.
Okay.
You want a security lock? Put in a security lock. What's next?
Well, what happened was, Your Honor, things went wrong. And I made a list of things that needed to be done before I called anybody else out or called the city or anything. And that list, I had made note of, this was from December 16th. And ironically, I wrote down what needed to be fixed. And Ms. Avis wrote in her own writing next to it what was fixed and what wasn't. And one of the issues is the window where she puts that it was fixed.
I just gave you credit to have the handyman.
I understand, but there were more things that...
Listen to me. I just gave you credit for the handyman to come out and fix the window. What else? Just a second. What else did you pay to have fixed?
I also had him look for the mice that were running around the house.
Just a second. Do you have a bill from an exterminator?
No, I do not.
Not this. I don't care about this baloney.
I do not.
Good.
What else? I asked her.
Just a second.
I don't have any other bills.
Good. Then you owe her $2,610 on her counterclaim.
Okay, there's a few other issues, Judge.
No, there are no other issues. The issues are you lived there December, January, and February. I gave you credit for your security deposit and the $100 you paid allegedly to a handyman to come in and open and close the windows. Other than that, you fixed nothing, but you lived there. You ate the steak. You have to pay for it. She's not paying you $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. You didn't pay her rent. You're a big grown-up person.
Judge, there's a reason I didn't pay it. She stopped the mail. I'm on Social Security disability. I have it right here, and I have the stop mail from the post office. I didn't get it until February. They put it direct deposit in my account.
$2,710 so far is what you owe her on the counterclaim. Are we done? I don't care about you, ma'am.
You don't want to look at anything that I have?
No, I want to look at if you have something that's important.
I do.
If you have... No. Listen to me. If you have things that you spent money on to fix problems in the house that she did not address, I will deduct that from the rent that you owe her for living in her premises. That's the rule.
Understood.
You eat the steak, you pay for it. If you don't like the steak, then you say, this doesn't taste good. I'm sending it back. You don't finish the steak and then say, I didn't like it. I'm not going to pay for it. So you lived in her premises. You didn't pay $1,200 like you were paying in Dana Point. You paid zippity-doo-dah. And now you have the audacity to be a plaintiff. I don't understand that.
Well,
that's somebody who is the aggressor becoming the victim.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
And then I get down on my knee and I slowly enclose the dog. And as soon as I did that, his head was here. And as soon as I attempted that, he snapped.
He bit you?
Yes.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Denise Bubonic says former landlord Avis Choi was a slumlord. Avis is countersuing for property damage, cleaning fees, unpaid utilities, mail theft, and harassment.
So you lived in her premises. You didn't pay $1,200 like you were paying in Dana Point. You paid zippity-doo-dah. And now you have the audacity to be a plaintiff. I don't understand that.
Well,
that's somebody who is the aggressor becoming the victim. I don't know what the world is coming. You live there, you pay the rent. So far on your counterclaim, you have $2,610. Are we done here?
No.
Judgment on the counterclaim in the amount of $2,610. We are done.
That's it?
Please excuse me, step out.
Well, what didn't I have? I had the rats in the house. The place was an uninhabitable unit.
The problem that she has is she damaged the property?
Because she wouldn't respond to any of the needs that the unit needed.
And then to use it as a way that we have violated the violation.
And it had a lot of needs.
Unfortunately, I don't have enough time to make sure she is good behavior for a renter.
Not at all. Not at all. I was friends with the neighbors. I only lived there a month and a half.
So she had to take opportunity to damage the property.
Don't rent on Summit.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Fulcomer versus AG. Step forward.
Ronald Fulcomer is suing Alan AG for medical bills after Alan's pit bull bit his ear.
Mr. Fulcomer, I assume that this young lady is your ex-girlfriend.
Yes.
What's her first name?
Rebecca.
When were you and Rebecca in a relationship?
Between August of last year till February of this year.
February what of this year?
I believe it was the 12th that we broke up.
And during that time, did you frequently go to her house?
Yes.
And this is her father?
Yes.
Okay. Now, from August, September, October, November, December, January, February, how often would you say you were at Rebecca's house?
At least 3 days a week. We spent significant time there.
And when you go there 3 days a week, would you ever spend the night?
Not very often.
But occasionally?
Occasionally.
And when you say you broke up February the 12th, tell me the circumstances surrounding your breaking up with Rebecca.
She came home late one night. I asked for my key to my house back, and she said
was she living with you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so she was living with you from August until February?
No.
From when to when?
December to early February.
So tell me again what happened.
Well, I was over at...
No. Tell me what happened when you broke up on February 12th.
When would you like me to start? The beginning of the day? Okay. Well, I came home from work. My phone was shut off, so I asked to borrow her phone to make a phone call to my buddy because I was going to go over to his house and have a good time. And I discovered a text message from another male on her phone stating that she had met up with him while I was at work.
So that's when you broke up?
Yeah.
Okay. I ask all of these questions, sir, as sort of a preliminary background information for what your case is about. This is what your case is about. On January 15th, which is a month before you broke up, you were at Mr. AG's house, place where you had been to at least three times a week for months with your girlfriend. And Mr. AG has one or two or more dogs, and one of his dogs bit you. A dog that you knew, a dog that you had seen for months, the dog bit you. So you're suing him for $2,500 for medical bills, lost wages, and pain and suffering.
Yes.
Now, first tell me about how it happened that on this date, this dog, who you knew, you knew we had dogs, it wasn't a surprise, and you knew the dogs were free and roaming in his house, and you freely and voluntarily went there. Nobody surprised you, and nobody sicked the dog on you and said, bite him. So now, I want you to tell me how it came about that you were bitten on January 15th.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Nipped you on the ear, you went and you got it taken care of medically, and I assume you went home with Rebecca. And you and Rebecca slept together because you were living together. And then when you were no longer together, you decided to file a lawsuit against Mr. AG. Am I missing anything?
Real cases, real people.
Judge Judy.
Ronald Fulkemer says, Alan Agee's pit bull took a bite out of his ear.
Now, first, tell me how it happened that on this date, this dog, who you knew we had dogs, it wasn't a surprise, and you knew the dogs were free and roaming in his house, and you freely and voluntarily went there. Nobody surprised you, and nobody sicked the dog on you and said, bite him. So now, I want you to tell me how it came about that you were bitten on January 15th.
January 15th, I was getting off work. She invited me over to her parents for dinner, and I was sitting at the dining room table. The defendant's daughter was in the kitchen cooking dinner, and the dog was, he's a playful dog, he's a young dog. He was running through the house, you know, being his playful self, and he approached me, I pet him, he licked my hand, so I reached over and I attempted to give the dog a hug. And
just a second. You were at the dining room table. How did you reach over at the dining room table attempting to hug the dog? Sit down in the chair over there. Now you're sitting at the dining room table. The table's in front of you. The dog comes over. The dog licks your hand. You put your hand down. Put your hand down like you just described to me. Now I want you to show me how you attempted to hug the dog. Now you're sitting at the table.
I put my hand out, came up, approached me. He licked my hand, gave him a pat on the head. I was like, hey, Jack, you know, and then I get down on my knee and I slowly enclose the dog. And as soon as I did that, his head was here. And as soon as I attempted that, he snapped.
He bit you?
Yes.
You frightened him? Must have frightened him. Stand up. You must have frightened him because he was licking you, kissed your hand. You got down on the floor. You hugged him and you frightened him. You frightened him. I just wanted to find out your interpretation of what happened. Your interpretation of what happened does not put any liability on the part of Mr. Agee for you getting bitten for a variety of reasons. First of all, because you scared the dog. Otherwise playful, according to you. Not vicious, otherwise you wouldn't have gone there. Otherwise you would have been an idiot if you went there and he had a vicious dog. You were playing with the dog. It was being playful. Your actions precipitated what happened with the dog. It nipped you on the ear, is that right? Nipped you on the ear, you went and you got it taken care of medically, and you didn't spend any time in a hospital. You went home. I assume you went home with Rebecca.
Yes.
And you and Rebecca slept together because you were living together on January 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, et cetera, et cetera, all the way up to February 12th. And then when you were no longer together, you decided to file a lawsuit against Mr. Agee. Am I missing anything?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
You didn't spend any time in a hospital. I assume you went home with Rebecca.
Yes.
And you and Rebecca slept together because you were living together. And then when you were no longer together, you decided to file a lawsuit against Mr. Agee. Am I missing anything?
I would not be pursuing medical expenses if they were not guaranteed by the defendant.
Then he should pay them. I'm not ordering him to pay him. I'm not ordering him to pay him. He's not responsible for the dog biting you. You're responsible for the dog biting you. You know, I'm usually in sync with the person who is a victim of a dog attack. But if you're being a jerk around a dog and want to give a dog a hug, then if the dog doesn't understand that you're trying to hug him instead of hurt him, that's not the dog's fault, it's your fault. Anyway, your case is dismissed. We're done.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He was rough passing. I even myself told him not to mess with my dog, and he continued to mess with my dog.
Well, it is what it is. I got bit.
Because he wanted to sue my parents, and who's gonna be with somebody that wants to sue their parents over something so petty?
No, I mean, things happen.
Who tries to roughhouse with a 100-pound dog? For one, especially there, he's not vicious.
I had to go receive surgery, you know, cosmetically and medically.
Even after the incident occurred, he came up and had the dog lick him in the face, so
I had evictions from my house, medical bills, late bills, missed work, all that garbage.
And also, he didn't decide to sue until my daughter broke up with him, so I think it's kind of a vengeance case more than anything else.
The defendant guaranteed that I would get my medical expenses paid for, and it didn't happen that way.
Honestly, it would have been me, and if I'd been in that situation, I probably would have acted like a man.
Done and over with now.
And just took the responsibility upon myself because I would have been in the wrong.
I got scars in my heart and scars in my ear.